We pay our deepest respects to the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation, their elders past, present, and emerging, whose country we're on, and where the majority of Wax Lyrical is made and recorded. We recognise Gadigal land as ground zero, and the lands and waters as unceded. What is the Aussie storyteller? A larrikin, a rabble-rouser, a muso, a politician? I'm Absinthe DJ, and this week's episode of Wax Lyrical explores just a snapshot of spoken word in Australian music. Poems, field recordings, samples, political malaise and the great Aussie drawl. The track list is available in the description, so check it out, and why don't you subscribe in your favourite podcast platform while you're at it.
The GST.
Goods and services tax.
The GST.
Goods and services tax.
This GST is about the high rollers. This GST all along has been about ensuring a redistribution of funds from the poor to the rich.
Acid outline made perfect pregnant cryptic. Littered everywhere, big idiot megabortion. That's not the only way to make it work. And if you don't feel good about it, you can just come back and enjoy it another time without paying for it. And if you thought that was fun, maybe we could try another one. Big guy escalates, reiterates the way we get around together. Takes mostly skill and proper etiquette. Speak firewall, learning more. Trust computer, feeling cute. Why to be late?
Can you believe it?
To save for your retirement.
to ensure that when you're in your retirement, that you can enjoy it because you worked hard.
Because if you don't know you're in prison, how are you ever going to get out?
I don't understand.
You gave me a shit recommendation.
Apologies. I don't understand.
But you're Google. You should know everything.
Sometimes I don't understand.
You suck. Suck.
När jag var barn bodde vi i en stad som heter Ghazni i Afghanistan. Vårt hus låg i Sarakchelmetre-området. Det var ett stort område. Vi bodde på en stor gata. Den hade många hus. Kanske 40 hus. 20 på varje sida. Och vårt hus låg alldeles i början av gränden. Vid en korsning. Våra hus byggdes av lera. Det var lerhus. Och vissa hus hade tegelstenar, men inte våra. Vårt hem hade 3 rum. Det var väldigt fint. Vår dörr var gjord av trä. Det var snittarbete i det. Mycket olika färger. Thank you.
taket hängde det en massa tyg som mamma hade satt upp. Att det skulle se vackert ut. Nära vårt hus fanns det många trädgårdar. Och det fanns också en moské. Och det fanns massa fruktträd. Jag brukade plocka de olika frukterna och äta. Varje morgon brukade jag gå upp och jag brukade knacka på dörrarna till våra grannar. Jag brukade fråga mina kompisar, grannarna, om de ville leka. Och så sprang vi ut. Och vi lekte massa olika lekar. En lek vi lekte hette Dursla och Bortjol. Vi samlade ihop rester av fårben och kastade dem och ställde upp dem i olika formationer. Vi brukade också leka bröllop. Vi klippte små tygbitar och dekorerade. Och vi hade stenar som bröllopsgäster som vi ställde upp. Ja, det var så kul. Ett barn fick vara bruden och en annan fick vara brudgum. Sen sjöng vi och gick runt i ett bröllopståg. Vi klättrade också i träden. De fruktträden som fanns runt om vårt hus. En gång föll jag ner från ett träd. Jag hade klättrat i det. Och mamma blev arg och orolig. Och sa att jag inte fick klättra i träden och mer. Jag hade en bra barndom. Jag var lycklig. När jag var jätteung, då var det talibanernas tid i Afghanistan. Då fick vi inte ha tv eller mobiltelefoner. Min pappa hade en gammal radio då. Det fick man ha.
It has a two-bed camper bunk bed.
Google, what's a two-bed camper bunk bed?
Have a look at these pictures.
What? Surely not some RV.
Thank you. thinking. Every small mistake at work is going to get you fired. I started avoiding it all the time. Then I avoided other things. There's no reason.
Google, what's the best walks in Sydney with a watering hole?
Here's what I found.
Oh, yeah. Google.
G'day, Geertz. Oh. How can I help?
Whoa, that's... You know my name. Nice.
I'm afraid I don't understand.
Oh. Where can I buy some weed?
Here's what I found.
Oh, marijuana, cannabis, what? Newton.
Tax the transnational corporations, not the poor.
According to the Australian Bureau of Statistics, in 1996-97, the total tax revenue was $124.6 billion. Of that, Australians paid $114.7 billion. For unknown transnational corporations, which are estimated to own 90% of the Australian stock market, paid only $9.9 billion of that tax. In other other words, those who own and profit from nearly all of Australia contribute less than 8% of the taxation revenue. They are paying little or no tax. They are paying little or no tax. By way of comparison, Japan, which is only 2.1% foreign owned, requires that transnational corporations pay 52% tax on their profits. Why are big business, the Australian mass media, which is mostly foreign owned, and their puppet politicians so keen on the goods and services tax? Could it be because they will be paying less tax than they presently do? If they pay less, it means we pay more. Imagine how wealthy we could be if we insisted the transnational corporations pay their due tax. There would be no excuses for the government to privatize and virtually give away our public utilities, or for them to cut back on social services.
Tax the transnational corporations, not the poor. Politics can be fun. Volume 1.
To be continued.
Thank you.
Google, how can I get free money?
Here's a matching video.
So, if you want some free money to play on the Google Play, free money to play, free money to buy stuff without downloading a bunch of apps. It's only one app. I can't stand it when they have these like free my apps, stuff like that. Annoying. You have to download 10 apps, play the games for 20 seconds.
No, you're supposed to give me the directions, you piece of shit.
Let's take a look.
Google, take me to Big W Campsie, you piece of shit.
Okay, Big W Campsie.
Thank you. Thank you, Google.
No dramas.
Nah, you're still a piece of shit there.
Sorry, I don't understand.
You're a big piece of shit, Google. Stop taking my information.
I'm not sure how to help with that yet.
Stop taking a shit on me, Google. Google. I love you. I love you. I love you so much. Google, I love you so much. You're so helpful.
Thanks for listening to another episode of FBI Radio's Wax Lyrical. I'm Absent DJ. Got your own story to tell? Follow us on Insta, waxlyrical_FBI, and write it to us softly.